Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men know where to find real help. Let me say it again. Real men know where to find real help. Psalm 121, 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, this very familiar psalm is one of my dad's favorite and one that he says that his mom, my grandmother, used to recite at their dinner table almost every night. Now, I've always loved verse 2 in particular, but I never really studied it or asked God to reveal the wisdom behind it until this week during my quiet time. But after reading this verse with intentionality and petitioning God for the wisdom behind it, I noticed that in the NASB version or the translation that the psalmist says, I look to the mountains and then he asks a question. From where will my help come from? Now, I thought this was significant because some translations, like the one I quoted you earlier from the ESV translation, says hills, not mountains. But that's not all. We often make verse 1 a statement, not a question. We often misquote the scripture by saying, I look to the hills from which comes my help. Now, on the surface, nothing seems wrong with that misquote. But when I examined it further, there's a subtle but huge difference between it being a statement and asking a question. First of all, I love the NASB translation of it being a mountain, because mountains are majestic, they're beautiful, and they're powerful. No hill can compare to the awe-inspiring presence of a Mount Everest, a Mount Kilimanjaro, or even a Mount Rainier. Now, I also love what mountains represent. For instance, no matter what's going on in the valley, you can always see the mountain. And a mountain, not a hill, always gives you a sense of direction. It's like a compass. Even if you get lost, you can always look to it to get your bearings straight. But the reason I love the question of the psalmist is because of what he writes in verse 2. He answers his own question by saying, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, did you catch it? He didn't say my help comes from the mountain or from the hill, but from the one who made it and everything else on earth. He says, my help comes from God. Wow. So as great and as beautiful, as majestic, even as powerful as mountains are, how much more powerful and majestic must God be if he made them? So it's him to whom we look for our help, not a mountain nor hill or to man. Now, yes, people can help us, but God is our help. And the mountains and the hills are just reminders of how awesome our God is. But as the psalmist reminds us of how powerful God is, I also realize that God gives us a choice when we look at the mountains in our lives, to either stay where we are in Christ by playing it safe, or to trust in God and climb that mountain to be in closer proximity to him. It's our choice. Now, yes, the climb will be difficult, challenging, and sometimes even dangerous. But the psalmist reminds us that as we climb, we can rely and rest on God's promises. Because he says in verse 3, he will not allow our foot to slip. Verse 4 reminds us that while we're climbing, that he will neither sleep nor slumber because God will keep his eyes on us. Verse 5 says he will be our shade and covering to protect us against the scorching heat of the sun and the unforeseen dangers of the darkness. Verse 7 and 8 tells us he will keep our soul even when we don't make it to the top of the mountain because our destiny in Christ is assured. So this week on The Real Men Check-In, I want you to ask yourself, are you looking to or putting your trust in anything other than God? Are you relying on your own strength to climb your mountain instead of trusting in God's strength to do it? And when you climb your mountain, are you playing it safe with your faith, or are you stretching your faith by allowing yourself to climb higher in Christ? Because real men know where to find help when it comes to climbing life's most challenging mountains. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you guys know, I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. And this week, who did I find this week? This one is from Dre Richmond. Dre Richmond writes, "If you are listening, this podcast will make a big impact in your life, in your relationships, and your walk with God. Dr. Joe interviews some very intelligent men who come packed with wisdom and insight from God. They get down to the nitty-gritty and they keep things simple enough for you to practice it on your own life. Take a look and see all the previous episodes and their titles. I'm sure there will be one that will speak to your heart. God bless, Dre." And thank you, Dre Richmond, for that 5-star review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. If you submit a podcast review to us, maybe we might pick yours and read yours on the air. And if you didn't know already, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.